Perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and beautiful Sunday morning to you. Thank you for joining me in my worship service this morning. This is 7 a.m. each Sunday morning. We come into your homes by the means of radio to tell you truly there is something we can believe in. That is a wonderful message. If you don't know anything about Jesus Christ, you can confess your sins and know him in a moment. So I pray today that before the broadcast ends, that you might truly say, yes, I know who you're talking about, and I have confessed him as my Savior. Well, let's get started with our broadcast. Mars and I are going to do this beautiful song for you right here. And this one says, Victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. That's a beautiful old song. That's one of the oldest songs at your church, but we can truly have victory in Jesus. I love to sing that with Martha and Doris Neely. She sent me a letter and said she wanted that tape last week of some music of Martha's. And Doris, I'll be getting that out for you. And you are in my prayers, and you and James and Louise, and how faithful you've been down through the years. And then I want to remember John and Glenna Cook. I appreciate the offering they sent. We've been asking for $59 toward her memory, and many people have responded to that. So, John and Glenna, I appreciate that. They go to the church that I pastor, the Pillar of Truth, and I appreciate that. I appreciate everything that the people have done and the love that they've shown toward me. So I'm going to do another song here, and I hope you enjoy this one also.
If I surveyed all His goodness that comes to me from above, and I could count all of the blessings from out the storehouse of His love, I'd simply ask for one favor of Him beyond mortal kin. I'm sure He'd grant it again and again. I want to stroll over heaven with You some day. All of our troubles and our heartaches have truly vanished away. And we'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with You. So many places of beauty we've been longing to see, but time and treasures have kept us from making plans now, you see. But come the morning of that rapture, together we'll stand anew, and then I'll stroll over heaven with You. I want to stroll over heaven with You some glad day. All our troubles, all our heartaches have truly vanished away. And we'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with You. I want to stroll over heaven with You on that day when all of your troubles, all of your heartaches have truly vanished away. And we'll enjoy all its beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with You.
And on Zion's hill, we'll a life filled with aimless desperation. Without hope walks the shell of a man. Then a hand with the nail prints reach downward. Just one touch and a new life began, and the old rugged cross, it made a difference. In a life that's bound for heartache and defeat, I will praise Him forever and forever for the cross has made the difference for me. Barren walls echoes harshness and anger. The little feet run in terror. But now those walls, they ring with love, warmth, and laughter. Since the giver of life moved inside, oh, there's a room. It's full of sad and anxious faces. But without hope, death is wrapped them in gloom. But at the sight of the saint there is rejoicing, for life it made me shield in the tomb. Oh, the old rugged cross, it's made a difference in the life that's bound for heartache and defeat. For I will praise Him forever and forever.
Did you not know that with God, every letter was valuable? God said, don't undot one I, don't uncross one T. You know what he was saying to me? Every letter is important to me. And every word is important to me. I recommend that you get a Greek translation and a Hebrew translation. And when you're reading Scripture, be a word studier. Because words just tells what the writer is trying to say. You take a whole lot of words and makes one sentence. But the one sentence is what's going to tell you about the story that God wants to relate to us. I mean, why did God write the Old Testament and the New Testament to begin with? I mean, we're not living back then. We're living right now. And yet preachers on Sunday morning will reach way back, maybe 1,000 or 2,000 years ago, or even farther back than that, and bring out a story and relate it to your life. But that's the way God wanted it to be. But this morning we want to look at the story of Naaman. And in the story of Naaman, here's the way the story began. In chapter 5 of 2 Kings, verse 1. Now Naaman was a captain of the host of the king of Syria. He was a great man with his master and an honorable man. Because of him, the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor. But, here we're talking about a great man. We're talking about Naaman, the field marshal of Syria. A man whose name alone was a great threat. I mean, when people heard the name Naaman, they shook. Almost like Saddam Hussein. Or even like Hitler. The Bible said he was the captain of a host of the armies of Syria. An important man. A man to be feared. The Bible goes on to say, and the Syrians had gone out in captivity and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, I would that God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. Our Father, your word for your people honored in Christ's name we pray. Amen. I want you to notice the picture here. God is laying before us a great man. A great man. His greatness had reached clear across the land of Samaria. In the northern kingdom, there was a prophet called Elisha. In the southern kingdom, who was the Judaizers. But Naaman's name was one of the greatest names of the land. But the Bible said, and it lays it out very plain, that he was a mighty man. He was a man of valor. He was a man of honor. He was a man of power and authority. And then all of a sudden, after God laying out this man's greatness and all that he was, all of a sudden he says, but he was a leper. Well, now we've got to examine in the Bible what leprosy is all about. You see, leprosy in the Bible is a type of sin. And I've got to examine what leprosy is before I can really see the complete picture of Naaman's life. Even though he's a great man, an honorable man, a mighty man, why would all of a sudden God said he's all of these things, but he's a leper? Well, if leprosy is a type of sin to you and I, then we've got to look at it like that. Naaman might have been great in power, great in authority, honorable in every way, but if he had leprosy, he was no more than a sinner that needed God's grace. That's why the Bible said, but he was a leper. Now, there's a great story here that goes a little bit farther than that. In the days of Naaman, if you thought you had leprosy, in Leviticus 13 you'll find the story, you would go down to the doctor's office or the priest's office. He would look at you and he would examine you and he would say, well, that looks like leprosy, but I'm not sure. I want you to go home and 7 days more, I want you to come back. And 7 days later, you went back to that same priest. And that priest would look at you and he'd say, yes, you have leprosy. And when he said you had leprosy, then you had to go to a leper colony. And that was where all the other lepers went. And you were classified as the unclean in the country. Because the priest had said you were unclean. The priest was the one that said that you had to leave the people. You couldn't associate with them. You had to go to a leprosy colony where all the other lepers live. And you could not associate with the people. And any time that anyone came close, you ought to cry out the words, unclean. Well, now let me tell you why that God placed this but in this passage of Scripture. He says to Naaman, Naaman, you're a big man, a great man, a powerful man. You have authority. People fear your name. I mean, you're the field marshal of the Syrian army. But I want you to be reminded that because of this, you're still an old sinner and need to be saved by grace. You see, Madonna has all the money and all the power, but she's a leper. Britney Spears has all the money and all the power, but she's a sinner. Michael Jackson, all the money, all the power, all the authority, and everything he has, but still, he's a sinner. I think that what God is wanting to say to us today, we all like sheep have gone astray. Every man hath turned to his own way. And I don't care how powerful you are. I don't care how wealthy you are. I don't care how many cars you have, how many homes you have. I do not care what your status is in this world. You are still a sinner, lost without God, and you need Jesus Christ or either be damned and doomed to a devil's hell. That's what God is saying. Because we all like sheep have gone astray. Every man had turned to his own way. Naaman may have had all the power. Naaman may have had everything that Naaman needed, but Naaman is a leper. He's lost without God. If leprosy is a type of sin,
I have no strength to climb. For the struggle of the journey left me weak both body and mind. Where I stand to the peak is a distance of my own I cannot reach. So this journey of a thousand steps begins right here up on my knees. Soon I'll soar like an eagle, high on wings of grace, far into the heavens, where I can almost touch God's face. Rising high in splendor, high sight never known. Once looked like a mountain is just a hill from heaven's point of view. And I may face some things tomorrow I can't comprehend today. Circumstance uncertain makes it hard to find the strength to pray. But I'm living in a promise, I'll never leave you, I'll always see you through. So what's this mountain to an eagle flying high from heaven's point of view? Soon I'll soar like an eagle. I can almost once looked like a mountain is just a view from heaven's point of view. What once looked like a mountain.
I appreciate you today. I appreciate you listening. I hope that you've enjoyed the broadcast. I tried to do some of Martha's music. As I've told you, I will continue with Martha's music as long as I can. And I will be sending Doris out a tape of her singing last Sunday's memorial service. And she asked for some of those songs, and I'll be getting that out to you, Doris. And I appreciate Barbara Ruby Dixon. I'm sorry, I said Barbara. I meant Ruby Dixon. I appreciate her. I hope she's doing well. And then I received a letter from Joe and Barbara Hampton. That's where I got the Barbara from, Joe and Barbara Hampton. And I appreciate that. I appreciate your help and your support in this radio ministry. We've been on for a lot of years, and I hate to see it go off now. A lot of people enjoy this broadcast. I appreciate you on the internet. I appreciate Dana and Daryl Olson for what they're doing on the internet. You can go into my internet, stbi.org, and get today's broadcast, and along with many other songs and many other messages that we have preached down through the years. I'm getting ready to do something real good, I think. I'm going to go back about in 80. We did an old camp meeting with Brother Garland Rose, who's gone home to be with the Lord, and it's on VHS, but I'm going to try to get it dubbed over onto DVD. And if I do that, I'll be letting you know about that, because I know that you'll want one of these. This goes way back in the 80s. In the 80s, and Brother Garland was singing, and I was singing and preaching, and we just had a great time in that little army pup tent there along on his farm. He's going to be with the Lord now, and many others are going to be with the Lord. Brother Dick McMillan was singing with us, and Everett Mills, Herschel Mills, the preachers of that time, they're going now. A lot of people have gone to the other side, but anyhow, if I get that DVD, I will be letting you know about it. So I thank you for listening this morning. I hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Pray for me and help me financially if you can. Lift up my hands and hold my hands up high. Pray for me that I might continue this ministry for the Lord. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
After all of these years, just old friends, through the laughter and tears, old friends, what a find, what a priceless treasure. Old friends, like a rare piece of gold, my old friends.